Truck Chat Freestyle for Tuesday, December 18th, 2007. Somebody's waiting for me to move. I'm backing out of a spot at work. Oh, they're talking to somebody else. It's hard to see. It's dark. It's night. Well, it's not night. It's 5 p.m. Sun's down. And I just had a terrific day at work. How about you? Glad to hear it. This was an interesting day. To give you a hint of how my day went, should probably buckle up. There we go, before we leave. Went to the post office today to send out a package. Not a Christmas package, just a package for some audio equipment that fellow podcaster wanted to buy. Sent that off. I'm waiting in line, and there are three gentlemen manning the counters at the post office. First one on the right, his name is Dave. I know Dave because I was there last week. Dave is a very friendly guy. I did not get Dave this time. The guy in the middle, his name is Tom. I thought, Dave, Tom. That's pretty generic. And instinctively, I knew what the gentleman on the right's name was without even looking. I said, his name is Bill. And before I could even turn to look, I heard a lady say, bye, Bill. And I was just amazed. That was kind of weird. So I'm waiting in line, and this lady's cell phone goes off. And Dave says to Tom, is that your phone? And Tom says, no, but I like it. And it continues to go off, and whoever's phone it was oblivious to the fact that it was going off. No, it was not my phone. And Tom says, maybe it's a bomb. Yes, Tom the postal worker said that in the post office. And Bill said, this is the same guy who yells fire in a movie theater, I think. And I was just roaring. It was funny. I don't know if everybody heard what he said, but I know a few people did. Shock, surprise, humor. It was great. These guys have a sense of humor. I don't know if they're allowed to say that at a post office. But it was funny. A little while later, moved up a little further in line. It's almost my turn. And the phone goes off again. And Tom says, there's that bomb again. Which I didn't know bombs could go off twice. And I said, I don't hear anything, just to make him feel like he was crazy. So that's the kind of day I had. Great day, had a smile on my face generally most of the day. Everybody that I needed to meet with to get answers was available. And then when I had my meeting with my boss, he was available, and I had all the answers. So I was feeling pretty good. That's a good day for me. What a change from the old days when a good day would mean, you know, so many lines of code written or being able to get a network up and running. The gratification of communications and getting things done in a human sense is different than it was for the technical sense. It's still fun to be able to check off things on the list, but the lists are a little different than they used to be. So the Christmas shopping is darn near done. I've got one more package that I'm waiting to come in. I thought it was going to be in today. Piece of software. I've got everything all wrapped except for the DVDs from the karate school. Lisa already knows what they are and where they're going, so it's going to be a to Dad and Lisa from Santa gift. Anytime you give something to yourself, I guess you have to say it's from Santa. The girls are way too old to believe in that anyway, but it's still a fun thing to put. The tree is overflowing with presents. I know some of them are going to the in-laws this weekend, and my parents. I've been trying to bid on some of the old laptops, one of which was mine, on the company auction website. Three computers, 400 or an 800 megahertz Apple titanium PowerBook G4, a 1.2 gigahertz aluminum PowerBook G4, and a 1.5 gigahertz aluminum PowerBook G4. Now, the slower aluminum, I didn't want the titanium. And I didn't really care what that went for. The slower aluminum, the 1.2 gigahertz, has a DVD writer, or SuperDrive is what it's called, but you can do CD writing and DVD writing. The faster one did not. Well, the faster one, the auction closed out at about $350 this afternoon, and it sold for $377. 1 gig of RAM, Bluetooth, 802.11b and g, you know, pretty standard stuff. I think we just beefed up the RAM and a 60 or 80 gig hard drive. Nice machine, pretty fast, $377. The slower one, the 1.2 gigahertz with the super drive, oh, by the way, the 1.5 had a combo drive, so it only did CDRW, but it did DVD reading, so you could play movies. But apparently somebody really, really wanted a DVD writer, because that thing went for $460. I bowed out of the bidding at $360, even though it was slower. My dad's looking for one. He wants to take along something while he's traveling, which I can understand. I enjoy doing that. But I didn't want to spend too much of his money. On eBay, these are going for $500. So I didn't want to... I stopped shy of $400. Apparently, I bid on the wrong machine. So, that being said, my dad doesn't need a DVD writer because he's got one on his iMac at home. It's been a good day. It's been a good day. You know, I don't have a whole lot more to think about. Didn't think about this too much ahead of time. So, just having a good drive home. Karate graduation's on Thursday. Get to go to Red Belt. Oh, I did call the doctor to have my epidural steroid injection, since physical therapy only took me so far in the pain control and flexibility of my lower back. But, you know, I called the doctor. They said they were going to forward the request to make an appointment. They'll call me back in a day or two. A week later, I'm still chasing down going, you guys ever going to call me back? Oh, they're not available. And da-da-da-da, back and forth, back and forth. It's like they don't want your business. Finally get a call back. And they can schedule me in mid-January. Apparently, pain is a big business. Hi. They said, well, we'll put you on a cancellation list. In case somebody bows out, I can always take their appointment if it meets my schedule. And then I get this packet of mail. Oh, excuse me. I must be tired than I think. Long day. Fun day, but long day. I get this packet in the mail last night. This first meeting is only a consultation. I gotta fill out a whole bunch of forms before I even go. So this isn't to get the epidural steroid injection. We're gonna be going on at least 6 months since I first told the doctor I'm having lower back pains that aren't getting any better, to the time that I can actually get something done. How does that work? Sometimes you get into the doctor in a day or two, and sometimes they take a month or two or three. Like I said, pain must be big business. I'll let you know how that goes. I did get voicemail from Bruce Barr. Thank you very much, Bruce. In regards to the blood thing, making the lady who was drawing the blood happy, changing her whole outlook in a few minutes. Thank you. That was very kind. Yes, that is that's what being a Christian is all about. Now, speaking of Christians, what's the presidential candidate's name? Who's getting all the press coverage these days? Can't think. Huckabee, that's what it is. I had to think because he had Chuck Norris endorsing him the other day. So Chuck endorses Huck. And when I think of Chuck, I can think of Huck. I can think of Huckabee. He has a video on YouTube that is professing the true meaning of Christmas. Good for him. Good for him. You know, I believe he's a former Baptist minister or pastor or man of the cloth of some type. And good for him. Now, some people may say, you know, separation of church and state and all that. But you know what? In this day and age of standing up for what you believe in, good for him. Not to mention all the free press he's getting out of making that statement. At this point, I don't care if he's Democratic or Republican. He says what he believes in, and that's what's important. Now, if Jews or the Muslims want to be offended, well, you know what? He's making a plain old statement. What is Christmas about? If he chooses to have done that 2-3 weeks ago and said, what is Hanukkah all about? Big deal. So, just crazy what some people choose to pick on, but my opinion is good for him. That's going to do it for this time. Another short little drive home. I know that the audio quality on these rides home... Oh, tow truck ahead. I got to change lanes. As well as about 20 other people. I know you're probably thinking the audio quality on these little rides home isn't the best. It's not. This is my lapel mic, lavalier mic, plugged into the iPod. And I will record one of these in the studio. This just happens to be a really good time for me to talk to you, to let stream of consciousness go, get you caught up, give you a peek of what's behind the scenes, an audio blog, a peek, a diary, whatever you want to call it. And this works well for me. I apologize about the audio quality. I'll get some from the studio again. Maybe I'll take a portable microphone with me and do some recording. Ooh, I should take my other microphone. We can go for walks. This weekend I will be going to see the in-laws, like I said, and then back to Appleton. I've got one day of work, and then 6-day weekend. Woohoo! That New Year's weekend is going to be great for getting things done around the house. Knock a few things off the honey-do list, and maybe beef up the computer room a bit, a few modifications of the studio, do some creative writing for Technorama, some comedy sketches, and play some video games. There's a hint as to what the next Christmas present is. Thanks for listening. Appreciate you sticking with me. 2007 has been very good to me and the family. Another traffic distraction, pardon me. And really looking forward to 2008. There's going to be a lot to do, a lot to see, a lot of things happening. Talk to you later. 101. Talk to you later. 101.
Farpoint Media, powered by Podango.